More than 500 workers at Clive Palmer's Townsville Nickel Refinery have been told they'll be out of work after the close of business tomorrow. The administrator, FTI Consulting, says it was left with no option but to sack the remaining workforce. It says it was forced to act because the refinery's new operator, Clive Palmer's Queensland Nickel Sales, hasn't yet offered the workers new jobs. Nance Haxton reports.
Clive Palmer's claims on Monday that he saved 550 jobs at the Yabaloon Nickel Refinery in North Queensland after the collapse of his company Queensland Nickel appear to have now come undone. The self-proclaimed billionaire businessman said he used his own money to form a replacement management company to keep the Townsville Nickel Refinery operating. But workers and unions met management this afternoon and were told the new company is unable to secure the right licences to continue operating. Australian Manufacturing Workers Union State Secretary Rowan Webb says the union is dismayed at how the workers have been abandoned.
In my 17 years as a full-time official representing workers, this is one of the most outrageous sort of situations I've seen, and how this flows and moves so quickly, and how workers at the end of the day, some 550 workers still within the facility, 230-odd outside the facility, their livelihoods are at stake, and we need to get answers, and this is what we've been trying to do with Clive Palmer's company, to make sure we can get answers, to give these people some form of security.
Administrators for the previous management company, FTI Consulting, are no longer in charge and say that more than 500 workers will be sacked tomorrow unless they're re-employed by Clive Palmer's new company, Queensland Nickel Sales. That is yet to happen, as corporations law expert Professor Ian Ramsey explains.
This is one of the many extraordinary things because, of course, to run the refinery, Clive Palmer will, in fact, of course, need to make offers of employment. And the fact that that hasn't been done and that all current employees will be made redundant as of close of business tomorrow effectively means then that the refinery ceases operation unless those offers of employment are made immediately.
It sounds like, from what the union is saying, that that is unlikely though.
There's always been a big issue about the future of the refinery. There was a big question about whether the refinery was viable, and particularly because the debts had headed up to something like $100 million.
Is that also part of the problem, that some of those companies that are owed money probably weren't willing to work with Clive Palmer under this new arrangement?
Well, we do know that some of the creditors had expressed some real reservations about his continuing involvement with the refinery. The result is effectively to leave those significant debts behind. And so those creditors who are owed tens of millions of dollars must, in fact, I think, be feeling very aggrieved at the moment, because there would seem little, if any, prospect of their getting much of their debt repaid.
Clive Palmer could not be reached for comment. His strategic business manoeuvre to replace Queensland Nickel Proprietary Limited with a new management company, Queensland Nickel Sales Proprietary Limited, was a minor name change, but it had big implications for sacked employees and creditors owed millions of dollars. That change came 2 months after Queensland Nickel fell into voluntary administration after sacking 237 workers. Melbourne University's Centre for Corporate Law Director Professor Ian Ramsey says the future of the refinery and its remaining workforce is extremely uncertain.
So we are completely unsure where it leaves the workers, and I must say it is a most regrettable situation, because as we know, Clive Palmer removed the operating company that had previously run the refinery, put in place a new operating company, but the future of the employees is now completely unclear.
Is that because this new Clive Palmer-owned company, Queensland Nickel Sales, is running the plant but really has yet to actually offer the workers employment as such?
Exactly right. We would have expected that very promptly the new operating company would have made offers of employment to all or most of the current employees of the refinery, and indeed the administrators of the existing operating company have indeed made that clear, that those offers need to be made promptly. But as of today, that hasn't occurred, and the administrators therefore state they have no choice than to make the current employees redundant.
Most of the employees' entitlements will be taken care of by the Federal Government Fair Entitlements Guarantee Scheme if Queensland Nickel goes into liquidation. A report to creditors is due by April 15.
Nance Haxton.